So we're talking about Kepeda, bearing a grudge against the person, which happens to be a loitzus in the Torah, but he's not, the Mashgiach is not even talking about the technical halachic issue. We said a person has to realize he has to do the maximum to preserve good relationships with people. To say that because a person insulted me, hurt my feelings, I'm upset at him and I'm not talking to him, it's not only a cop-out, it's against the Torah. Because our goal in life is to live pleasantly with everybody. Some people it's impossible, you do your best. They're not interested, there won't be any tigers. But in this situation, when especially when somebody close to you, whether it could be a spouse, it could be a child, it could be a friend, business associate, chaver, and yeshiva, and koil, to hold things in is very unhealthy because it sits there and then another thing sits there and another thing sits there and the whole relationship becomes very weak or not the way it should be. It's a pity that it should be that way. And sometimes even one of the two partners isn't aware that the other one feels so bad about it. Sometimes people say things and do things not so sensitive to the other party. They don't realize how seriously the other one takes it. So Kopanim, it's an important thing to be open with those around you, and if something unpleasant happens, come upon, not immediately start screaming and shouting, even though here there's an interesting halacha. As we said before, it's an issa to hold in hatred against somebody or anger or sin. Or what if somebody, you're talking to somebody and somebody starts screaming at you and mevazim back. You're not even, not only sita, not only the system, it's mutter. I'm not saying it's recommended, it's mutter. It's a proof. Chinuch brings a proof. Not even over the issue by noise dvarim. And because you're an idiot, you call back an idiot. You're not even there's any issue. The Chinuch says it in noise dvarim. So Gemara Mechuresh is, the Kama Mechuresh says, Shoyim v'chapeltim v'ein mashivim. The person who hears somebody who's disgracing him, zazlan him, and he keeps quiet, Aleim Nema, Oyhavov, Kitzeis Hashem Shmuros. Somebody who loves the Kodesh Baruch Hu has the power of the sun shining in its full force. So why is the Gemara saying somebody insults you, you don't insult them back? You're a big tzaddik. Should say that you're shame and because if you don't, you're going to have a. It seems to be clear from the Gemara that you're not over any others. Now the Torah takes into account that it's understandable. The person the shas meisim when somebody's mizalz on him, it's very hard to hold himself back. Once again, the madrega not to be like that because the madrega to be like Oyhavov. That's a madrega. We all should aspire to be like that. That even if somebody says something that hurts our feelings, just be quiet. And then afterwards, we have to work it out. Sometimes we have to tell the other party that you should know you hurt my feelings. Not because my physical doesn't work later on. Or sometimes the person just says, you know, he didn't really mean it, he just was in bad mood or whatever, and let it go. But the important thing we're discussing now is we have to be honest with ourselves. If something is sitting on our heart, get it out of our heart. Because it shouldn't be there. And we said before that sometimes a person doesn't want to discuss the matter because he doesn't want the other person to feel that he succeeded in getting him upset. You can't get me upset. You're nothing. So that's wrong. Because like we said, our goal is not my ego against your ego. You put me down, I'm going to put you down in a nice way. I'm not putting you down, putting you up. You're a wonderful person. I just want you to know that I feel close to you. I love you. Whatever it is. But what you did the other day is something that hurts me. And I'm just speaking it out because I know the nice way that you can say it in a nice way. I know you really don't want to hurt my feelings. But I just want you to know that it did hurt my feelings and it's not the same. We'll continue in the future to be more sensitive to one another. And he's going to reveal to you how many times you weren't sensitive to him. Oh, Hashem, thank you so much. I wasn't aware. That's the right way things should be done. So you see, it's important to take ourselves out of the Goyish mind frame that life is about a struggle between each individual who's going to overpower the other one. That's the way they look at life. Everything is life, who's going to overpower the other one? And it's within the family, it's like that also, husband, wife, parents, and children. It's all a power struggle. That's horrible. But there's another way around. Power. Hashem has power. I have to have power. I have to make sure to be a shliach of Kodesh Baruch Hu to make my environment, the people around me, at ease and make sure they have their needs to, and a pleasant atmosphere. Okay. On page Reishmem on the bottom. It's hard to be mochiyat others. Because like we said, sometimes it's just hard for the person to admit, to tell the other person that you did succeed in hurting my feelings. He wants to go across as I'm the type of guy no one can hurt my feelings. By going to the other person says that you did hurt my feelings, you really lowering your ego to a certain degree, even though it's a stupidity. That the person that doesn't want to do it. That's human nature as well. Sometimes you're afraid you're gonna overdo it. You just make things worse. You have to know how to do it. But he's saying that more complicated than rebuking another person or arousing him to be more sensitive, much harder to be moichel. And when a person says, if you're moichel me, yeah, moichel you. But then he walks away, and whenever he meets the guy, his heart jumps a little bit. It means he was not moichel. It could be husband and wife, also the same thing. If you still feel it, you're not moichel then. The worst thing a person could do to himself is fool himself. A person, yeah, moichel, not making anything. But whenever he sees that guy, that's the guy that did me that thing. So you weren't moichel, you're fake. Mashgiach, this whole avoid in his life was to be real, nothing fake, to be honest, and be aware of what's going on within you. He says, if you say you're moichel, you're not really moichel, that and everything else, it's a geneva's death. You're fooling the other person. He thinks, oh, everything's all right. And he's constantly getting on your nerves. And you can't understand why it can never make you happy. And because he realizes, he doesn't realize you really have a moichel. He felt that he has to do more than he did in order to get your royal acceptance of the behavior. He says, someone comes up to you every Yom and asks for mechila, and you give him on the spot, even though you still feel something in your heart. He says, you're stealing his Yom Kippur. You destroyed his whole Yom Kippur. What a glory. You want to be the tzaddik. You knocked out his whole Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not mechapet until you ask for chaveh. As a maitre with Rebbe Eli Lapian, someone asked for his mechila. And this person said, I spoke about you not with the koichel. That's what he told Rebbe Eli Lapian. So this is really a hard story. Rebbe Eli Lapian said, he had to tell me exactly what you said there. He said, ooh, this is really a problem. I'm not sure I can remember for you. Come back another 2 weeks. He said, I learned a lot of Musa on this topic, and maybe I'll be able to remember for you. This is the real Bible Musa, the real thing. They were very honest with themselves. No, not lip service. I want to be moichel for you. I know it's the right thing, but I have to work on myself. Okay. So this person thought he's talking to the tzaddik ador. He asked for mechila, and he's probably getting mechila. Yeah. He said, what? Everybody else takes 10 seconds, for him to take half a second. She's shocked to hear this other way around. This story had a happier ending, and 2 weeks later he came back to Rebbe Eli Lapian. And he said, Baruch Hashem, I learned a lot of Musa over the last 2 weeks. And I was able to get myself to be totally Musa. Shkaya, I love you. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's the important thing is what we're trying to work on, and all the things we're talking about is to be honest with ourselves about where we are, what we feel, what we think. He says in parentheses that Rebbe Eli said it was never really mocked on anybody. So kind of these are very tactic phrases. Since the Rambam mentions the concept of being vertical, even the other person doesn't ask you for mechila. The person is not refined or educated enough to realize that he did something that hurts you. So like we learned before, if somebody did something to you that hurts you and you feel there's a way you have a relation with him that you can make him aware of it and make more sensitive in a chanan, it's the right thing to do. Why should you make any showing for the two of you? That's the right thing to do. But if it's somebody that you're not so close with or the type of person that can continue doing that type of behavior, so you have to work it out with yourself. He says it's a fact that these things happen multiple times every day of one's life. You just have to make yourself aware of it and work it out. And we mentioned this before, but it's good to chaz obit, that stage number one is the dan lechavzchus. Assume that if a person said something unpleasant, it wasn't done very maliciously, and that it's not out to get us, or sometimes people get upset and they say things more than they really want to say, or more than they even feel. They exaggerate. Especially within the family. Family makes a comment. You always do this, you always do that, and whatever it is. You have to take it that's what they think about us. But it's a way of expressing a lot of frustration. So the first thing one has to do is, even before the Zalman Chavtus, is to think, some of there's some truth in what the other person's saying. Some reason the natural reaction is when somebody says something negative about us, is they're mean people, they're not sensitive, they're exaggerating. These are all the different tools of the Yetzer Hara to get us to look away from the situation. Instead, 1 second, you said something negative to me. Maybe there's something to it.
Maybe he's exaggerating, but Scott himself is not coming out of it. He got up in the morning and decides to be upset at me. And he's the closest person to get upset at, so take it out on me. Could be. But it's not 100% all of unadulterated that. There's a certain level of something about me. Sometimes it's good to speak it out. So, I see you're upset at me. Instead of getting upset, I want to know. I'd like to hear it. If I don't have the clarity, that's why I'm getting upset. So it's nicely to walk up to the person and say, I don't have clarity why I get upset. And the natural reaction of the person is, if you don't have any brain, you don't see it, you can't get upset. So then, okay, don't get upset. So, okay, we're getting closer to it's not a difference whether I have brains or not. So, nicely, this is what I am. That's the feeling. Very often, if you do it, by the time the other person works out, by the upset, they really see it wasn't really much to be said about also. So it helps, to speak things out, helps put things in the right proportion. Otherwise, each side just takes things more and more and more out of proportion. And there's always an akuda of Dandachavsfus, even if the person did exaggerate, it's not as bad as they say. Dandachavsfus, where are they coming from? Maybe they have a lot of things weighing on them that cause them stress. That itself is the reason I have to be more sensitive. It's not a reason why I have a tool that they're exaggerating. Life is always works out much better by not putting the responsibility on others and taking the initiative to show how we can work things out. It's an important thing in life. You're very unfortunate people, most of them not like this. Everything in life is this one's fault, the other one's fault, the third one's fault, the fourth one's fault. Are you aware of any such people? Okay. We all have to a certain degree. But there are extreme cases that make it easier for us to see how we are. The person that everything in life, he's always right and everything else is responsible for all the hard things that are going on in his life. An extreme case is not for us to give him a mark that you get a zero on your test, but to realize that we also have that to a certain degree. We're not as extreme as him, but everybody has it. And instead of putting the blame on others, I'd rather take responsibility and see how to make this situation better. That's what my coach will give you all these situations for. Yeah. So there are 2 points. If somebody close to us or mildly close to us says something negative, number one is to think that there may be something to it. Don't just brush it off that he's a bad person. And then even if he or she did exaggerate or weren't accurate in their assessment of the situation, try to see how we get down to the hospital. And together with that, the third thing is try to see where they're coming from. What's causing them to have such a strong reaction, which could be exaggerated, not accurate, but something's causing it. And if you don't just get up in the morning and start shooting all over the place. Yeah. Well, the hardest thing of a person to accept is when somebody gets criticism by somebody else. The natural feeling is, how do they have the nerve not to appreciate my true greatness? How do they just always focus on negativity by me? And we look at anybody giving us criticism as being a very negative thing. It brings from Yisrael Salanta, says, the come alai mereyim tishmana ozli. When people come to say negative things about me, tishmana ozli, I pay attention. I listen very well, because that's a way of getting to know myself. It's pretty much what we said before. Instead of just pushing the other person down, or putting up my defense system, listen. Listen very well. Because there's something there that I've done wrong, I should be more sensitive to. And out of that, I can learn from this. I can learn from what's going on, what this is, the way this person's reacting. Right? And the Chanan, maybe they're going to reveal to me some weakness in my behavior that I wasn't sensitive to. Wow, that's a great gift. Shkaya. Don't think Shkaya too quickly. More over the head. It's a way to say it. It's painful, it's uncomfortable. But 1 second, there's something to learn from it. Hashem didn't bring this to me just to cause me pain. If you get to this madrega, you're in a pretty good state. It's something definitely to try to do. And once again, very often this is situations when somebody comes up to me and says criticism. So my natural reaction is there's some problem with the other person. What do they want from me? And the answer is no. If they are saying these things to me, then there's room for me to be more sensitive. So David HaMelech is saying that even if people that dislike me give it criticism, I'm not just going to push it off because they hate me, that's why they're doing it. I'm willing to listen because maybe there's something good over there I can learn about myself, make myself better. So basically, before starting off every day, it's important important thing to think to ourselves. What's really my goal in life? Is my goal in life to be the most powerful person, to control everybody around me? My goal in life is to ensure that everybody praises me nonstop. I'll be one of those kinotype and co-type of individuals. Or is my goal in life to make myself a better person, bring myself to more shleimus? My goal in life is to bring myself to more shleimus. In every situation in life, I know was brought to me by Kodesh Bobo to get myself to a higher level. You know, something that happened by him, by her, and this and that. The mikra, everything is set up by Kodesh Bobo to bring me to my shleimus. And if that's the way I look at things, then everything I have, okay, how can I use it to bring myself to a higher level of shleimus? If the situation is to bring myself to such a level, the person insults me, I keep my mouth shut. Okay, I took advantage of it. I controlled myself. I want to go to another level. Not only to keep my mouth shut, I'm trying to pay attention, listening. Yes, I want to hear what you have to say. And like we said before, if he said something after Engel Chesed, there is some truth to it. Adorable. Be thankful that Hashem gave me his downness to learn something more about myself. And if he hurt my feelings unjustly, then nothing happened. Then I have to find a way to try to work it out. Because that's what Hashem wants. My shlemus is not the right situations lower me from my downness. Okay. Sounds pretty simple. But like we said, an important introduction for any success in this room is having the clarity. If we start anything, before we start the day, before we come home, before we go to work, before we go to the cradle, I'm going into a new situation, interaction with people. What am I going for? If my goal is, like we said before, to have my way, to have everybody praise me, then if it doesn't go my way and people will not praise me, I'm finished. I destroyed my day. And if it's the other way around, I'm here to be over Hashem, everything in life is over Hashem. And why use the situation to come up as a way to bring myself to a higher level? Then if this is what Hashem brought me today, an unpleasant situation from somebody close to me, okay, let's see how I can react in the proper fashion that I'll gain something from. Okay. Should be safe with this.